107.1 Juice FM, Stratford's greatest hits. Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudle. She's flying solo this morning. Elizabeth Cooper is here with United Way Perth. You're on, Elizabeth. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Jamie.
We have got lots to talk about this morning, but first off, a campaign update. Now, again, I have the note here, Elizabeth. Our campaign is going well.
Yeah, and that's...
that's it. Eh?
That's all we're allowed to say right now. Absolutely. We're still fundraising. It's still ongoing.
Yes.
We look forward to announcing that final total on March 31st. So that's when we'll do the grand poobah, you know.
Sure, the grand totals and everything. Yeah. But things have been going, we shouldn't say just well, things have been going really well for this campaign.
Absolutely, yeah. We're so thankful. I like to give a bit of a shout out to some of our most recent and amazing donors. First of all, the city of Stratford gave over $54,000. So that's the city and its employees, yeah. Employee giving. So amazing support there. Also, the Huron Perth Catholic District School Board, their employees raised over $35,000 for United Way. So we accepted that last week happily. Beauchart, this is kind of interesting. Beauchart Industries in Milverton, they had an employee event where they brought in Ken's French fry truck.
Nice.
Yeah.
What a great idea.
For lunch. And then you got it for free, but you made a donation to the United Way, and they raised over $2,200 for us. That's a fun event that went on there a couple of weeks ago. And then St. Patrick's School in Dublin and the St. Columban School, those students raised over $1,000 for us for selling candy grams.
Oh, that is just
so
amazing.
Yeah.
That is great.
We're feeling the love. That's for sure.
Oh, that is awesome. So again, the campaign runs through till the end of the month, and let's talk about coldest night of the year. It seems like so long ago, especially since the weather has been kind of up and down since then, but coldest night of the year was such a success.
It was a success. Yes, we had our goal of 126,000 and we surpassed that by leaps and bounds. We raised $163,000, and hey, we're still accepting donations until March 31st. So for that, so the website remains live, cnoy.org, and you can still contribute to that. So, oh man, the teams were amazing. We had some a lot of fun support, fun names, and walked around the river a couple of times on that cool. It was a beautiful day.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah, it was a beautiful
considering
day.
The way the weather's been. But I do hope you'll wear that swan hat again. I really did enjoy it.
Yeah, I bring that out only special occasions.
Special occasions.
Yes, yes. And we threw the toque on it too as well. So, it's always good to dress up and be a part of a great celebration.
Oh, for sure. And it was great to see the teams out. It was a great in-person event for sure. Let's talk about the Youth in Action grants. What's this all about?
Yeah, after a year away due to COVID, the grants returned this year, and we gave out $8,000 to seven recipients. So youth have to apply for these grants, and we raise money, we're great at raising money, but we're also that's why we do it. We give it away. Mm-hmm. So we had some really interesting applications that we awarded. So Stratford District Secondary School, we gave out two there. They are doing a naturalization project to create a self-sustaining, semi-wild, natural area where students and teachers can learn outdoors. And this next one's really cool. It's called the Art Cart. And it's available for students to access art materials for free that may not be able to buy themselves. So art, of course, is a positive way to express feelings and relieve stress. So that was a really cool application. In St. Mary's, they were awarded some money for a mental health workshop to educate students at DCVI about mental health and teach them to deal with skills with stresses. They also were awarded some money for a student career guest speaker to share strategies on how students can plan their lives. So important. And this one's really great too, the St. Mary's Pride Sidewalk. So youth are going to paint a crosswalk near the school with a pride flag with the help of aiming, helping the LGBTQ community feel more welcome and promote inclusivity.
Very good.
So there's some really great, interesting youth grants that we've given away this year.
Oh, for sure. Some great creative projects. So there you go with the Youth in Action grants, for sure.
Yeah, so
any
great.
Other final thoughts, Elizabeth? Again, the campaign does continue through till the end of the month, and we should remind folks you can still donate to Coldest Night of the Year as well for Stratford. Stratford Perth ShelterLink and Stratford Connection Center. Any other final thoughts there?
That's right. Well, just head over to our website, perthuron.unitedway.ca, and you can actually see the thermometer of where we are in our campaign and a big red button that says Donate Now on the right-hand side. And you can donate very easily using your credit card. And don't forget, all our funds stay 100% local. So super important. Yeah.
Absolutely. PerthHuron.unitedway.ca is the website. Elizabeth Cooper. Elizabeth, always a pleasure.
All right. Nice to see you, Jamie.